Henry Playfair, how will we know that the Sydney Swans have played well at the end of the game and ultimately got the 4 points?
Look, if we get 4 points, we'll be happy. That's the goal each week, I suppose, is to win. So if we get that done, that'll be a good result for us.
You're coming up against a Fremantle side that's had an indifferent season, but they've got Matthew Pavlich's 350th game to play for. Was that something that was spoken about amongst the group, maybe guarding against that emotional Fremantle side coming out for that game today?
No, not really. I think all the players would know it, just given the terrific achievement that it is to reach 350 games. It's an extraordinary effort from Pav, and no doubt an important game for him and the team. So I'd say all our players are aware of it, but we don't really talk about it too much because we can't control their energy as such, but we can control ours, and that's what we focus on.
You're coming over here to Domain. It's spoken about at nauseam how well you guys play the smaller SCG. What do you have to do differently to play the longer, narrower ground well today?
Yeah, it's a bit of a challenge. It's a different, obviously different dimensions to what we're used to, but for us, sort of the fundamentals of the game don't really change for us, so we've still got to be strong around the ball and put enormous pressure on the opposition and get it in our front half rather than being pinned in ours. So while it's different dimensions, the fundamentals for us don't really change.
What about with the wet weather? I mean, it is suggested that it will fine up as the game gets underway, but if the rain is here, what are your instructions to the guys?
Yeah, I think it just, if it does get wet and windy, then you just don't want to overuse it, I think, and try and take a bit of territory and get the momentum going towards your goals rather than overusing it around the contest and getting turned over. So changes things slightly, but we'd expect our players to adjust to that as much as us giving them instructions as well.
A little bit of a homecoming for Alia. Alia has been a great story so far in 2016. Yeah. How have you seen his development over the past, couple of years, and in particular this year?
It's a great story, one that's pretty close to my heart given you work with him so closely and given his background and the challenges that he's faced in his life. So it's inspirational for all of us, and it's a real credit to him what he's been able to achieve coming from his background. And I've been involved with him more closely in sort of the last 10 months of his career, just going to defensive coach. And the improvement he's made since pre-season has been phenomenal. And I think we would have sat down in pre-season and he would have dreamt of playing one game. Now he's clocked up three or four and playing well. So he's set a great foundation for his career going forward.
I might be clutching at straws here, but Ross Lyon, John Longmire, Paul Roos, they've all been working or have worked together at different times. I mean, do you speak about what Ross will want to do at different situations, or is that something that you don't really bother with?
No, not really. I mean, you can see it on with the vision we get now, and our opposition analyst, Stewie Maxfield, sits down and presents what they've been doing on field. That's really what's important. So with Behind the Goals Vision, you can see everything that's happening on the field. So we analyse that really closely rather than trying to worry too much about the coach's mindset.
Henry, appreciate your time. Best of luck today.
Thanks, Ben. Thanks for your time.